America is a great place where yesterday, something 7 million miles away. Did you watch NASA with their multi-millions of dollars, their piece of technology slam into an asteroid?
No.
That was like a win for the USA. It was like red, white, blue.
Was it? What were they trying to accomplish?
That they could, you know, we had an asteroid that was coming towards Earth. How many asteroids out there you think are like really
coming
towards
Earth? Well,
there were
a lot of movies made about similar concepts.
Yeah.
All in a couple of years of each other,
Where was NASA then?
Well, they were working on the space shuttle.
Bruce Willis manning one of them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You guys know those were movies? It's kind of cool. I watched yesterday. I was like, this is, can we do this? Can we do this every day?
I really enjoyed President Morgan Freeman's speech at the end of Deep Impact.
Yeah, he's such a great talker.
The waters receded.
Then they could come on the Monday Night Football broadcast and plug whatever they're doing. I don't know that they'll ever understand the concept. We just want to watch the football game. Jimmy Kimmel.
What was Jimmy A? I was just about to say that.
He was
and I think he made Buck uncomfortable. Like, I don't think Buck thought that was funny.
Yeah, because there was the comment about the Artie Lang interview that was really uncomfortable.
Dude, how about him going to the whole leaving Fox thing?
Yeah.
Jim Buck was like, well, now that it's gotten hot in here.
When will they understand? We don't need the celebrities. It's about the game. We just want to watch the game.
Yeah.
We want to watch the game. If we want to
watch you want to watch Hendershot.
We want to. India. Look at that. Hey, Big Ten tight ends showing up last night, Indiana and Wisconsin.
A lot of them.
I mean, there was no Iowa tight end. I guess Iowa doesn't, have a tight end on every roster.
He had a Big Ten running back with a terrible helmet.
Yeah, the helmets are weird this year.
I'm not
feeling
them.
Can we talk about this? Because Adrian's helmet is weird.
Well, so is your boy, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I know. What is up with those helmets?
I don't know. Micah thinks they're like the best thing going. I'm like,
no, they look awful.
Those are terrible.
Like Tony Pollard's helmet and Zeke's helmet.
Hey, Tony Pollard had your boy on skates in the secondary. Did you see the little 360s that he was doing trying to prevent the touchdown? Pollard gets to where the heck he's going. Dallas ran the rock well last night.
Yeah, they did. That's something they can do. You know what? They have Cooper Rush at quarterback. They keep him afloat. They run the ball. They sack the quarterback.
Hey, pretty filthy play action, too. Their run action was good.
Tell you, Cooper Rush is more than a serviceable backup.
Stop.
He's not, they should keep the same game plan when their starting quarterback comes back.
It's not like we haven't seen this with Ryan Fitzpatrick and some of these guys that play 8 or 9 games, and it's like, ooh, and then they get to be a starter, and it's like, yeah, not so much.
But Damon, he's 3-0 as a starting quarterback.
I've seen it before.
And his owner would like to create a quarterback controversy.
Only that owner would say that.
Yeah. Well, they didn't show a ton of him last night. And Jerry wasn't on camera all the time.
Yeah, I don't...
See, ESPN, you got a good product. You're doing it right.
Jerry might not be happy with some of his work lately. Maybe he doesn't want to be on camera. Hey, you guys stop showing me now.
He strikes me as a guy that wants to always be on camera.
I don't know. Maybe radio shows, but not camera.
I don't know, he's the only owner I know that has like a press conference after every single game.
He's Jerry Jones. He's the richest owner in the continental U.S.
People are more excited about hearing from him than the head coach.
Not sure what this means on Twitter. A couple of tweets here into Sharp Betting in the Morning. Channel 3, Sean, successfully crashing. Sounds like it could be a side hustle for Damon.
I don't even know what that means.
You'd crash somebody's pad?
I think he's talking about me driving.
Oh.
Well,
you're not really in accidents. You just don't know how to park and you run into curbs.
I'm a great parker. Things that aren't moving seem to get in the way. Doesn't have anything to do with me.
You've never hit anybody?
No. Nope.
Like you never hit a person on the side, like walking on the sidewalk?
I haven't. And I'm a tremendous parker.
Matter of fact,
I think I'm perpendicular out there right now.
I'll judge that.
To the front. Yellow line, and I'm parallel to my two sidelines.
Well, you got a fancy car, and it beeps when you're in perfect.
That it does.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
I got saved at the grocery store yesterday by that beep. There was a guy who was going to back out right in front of me. And then I gave him a look.
I did almost take my side mirror off backing out of my garage.
I got to learn.
Well, my hill is extremely steep.
Well, that'd be fun during the winter.
Yeah.
With a young driver in your household.
Yeah, but the cool thing is it faces the sun.
Okay.
So
I mean, how that works. No, so the guy I was going to the grocery store yesterday, Sean, the guy almost backed into me. And so I like, you know, I honked. Child. I think I'm an aggressive honker.
Oh, I'm not. I'm a beep beep guy.
Like most people around here, as bad as we are as drivers in this town, most people don't hit the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, that's why they put it there, buddy. Pop that horn. Okay. So then I drove down to where I was going to park to go to the grocery store. And this guy slowly like,
that's how it sounds.
Hey, this guy like slowly followed me. And I thought, you know, there was going to be a little scuffle.
Mm.
But then he pulled up to another empty spot and just sat there. I think he was sleeping. I think he was like crashing in the parking lot, and he was moving to a different spot so he wouldn't get like somebody knocking on the window going, "You okay? You okay?
Everything good in there?"
Yeah.
How do you want to be for hire on Friday to drive us to North Platte?
No.
I do not want to make that drive home.
No.
Coach Amandi was pretty animate, too. He's like, yeah, guys, we have varsity practice at 9 a.m., so yes, I do understand that we'll be coming back from North Platte at 1 o'clock.
It's okay. I'm sure that
he just does not play.
I'm sure that regulator on the bus will get it up to 65.
Probably 68.
Okay.
Won't be stopping at Kearney on the way back, but we will stop there on the way
back.
What
am I thinking?
What?
You're West Side. You're chartering a bus. You're not taking a school bus to North Platte.
No, we are chartering.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, that's where my money's gone.
It's where we have fundraisers.
I know, I donate.
Would you like to buy a raffle ticket?
What do I get back?
$20 to win $2,000.
I don't get any access.
Well, I don't know. You get the reference amount.
Donate
the
all the time to West Side. Good school. All right, KDH68760.
Hey, careful, you better read it first.
Come on, guys. Helmets aren't supposed to look cool. They're supposed to protect you from head trauma in a game predicated on bodily trauma.
Now, wait a minute. Did he have a serious tweet?
Yeah, that's why I read it. Because most of the time we can't.
Is he feeling okay?
Yeah, the helmets just look really awkward.
Is he feeling okay?
Yeah, he's serious. I mean, he's worried about people getting hurt, so that's why the helmets are designed like they are. And so on Adrian Martinez, they look goofy.
Hey, ask him if he's embracing the Creighton Final Four run.
Are you embracing the Creighton Final Four run? Because it began yesterday.
You're so stupid.
Well, how do you know I'm not like voice to tweeting? I have not mastered what you've done.
Oh, man. This dude's got jokey jokes.
Hey, so is this a good time to ask who is Omar Brown?
Go ahead.
So he's playing his third position now.
Yeah.
He's a cornerback. He's a safety. And now he's
a nickel. Be careful. Don't be like people dropping off packages and solar paneling. Do you see that on Twitter?
Yes. Now Omar Brown is in the conversation.
Hey, dude was distraught, though. Or do you think he knew he was on camera, so he just kind of...
I think he knows he's on camera. If he doesn't, then...
I think he felt bad.
So the Omar Brown experience is kind of interesting. How is he going to look at nickel?
I mean, who doesn't accidentally say that word? I'll keep waiting for you to say, what position does he play?
Nickel.
I just want you to just blow
it. Nope. He plays nickel.
What position?
Nickel.
Say it with me slow.
What a great, like, if someone stops you on the street and go, hey, what position do you play in football? Nickel.
That's a great spot. That's actually what I want Knucklehead to play. I think he could be a nickel will.
You going to clarify who Knucklehead is?
My kid.
Okay. Very kind of you. You
win. I got
Dad
that.
Of the year.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to call. I didn't know if he was like, there was another guy on the roster at Nebraska, like a knucklehead. I would like blank to play nickel.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's closer. So, for Omar, he's closer to the, because remember, this is a long time ago. Remember I told you he's kind of a mugger?
Yeah,
he's kind of a press bail guy. Like, you know, he likes to get up, make sure he can feel for you, and then get out. At the nickel spot, he's closer to the line of scrimmage. He's not as good in space. So the closer he is to you, I think the better he'll be, because he likes to use his hands.
I don't know. This might be the last.
He's not void of talent.
No, but we have not seen anywhere close to that.
Yeah, just saw a guy that has 6 snaps, second on the depth chart. Sometimes you got to do different things and different voices.
Well,
because now, you know,
maybe that will benefit him. But
Because Bush has the nickels and the safeties.
Man, you and I were never, we were very cautious. But Omar Brown became a guy in the spring where, man, this guy's going to play. He's a difference maker. And we were collectively going, I kind of want to see him play at this level. And he has gotten off to a rocky start. So now
we wouldn't
even
really know. He had one game.
Yeah, but it was a glaring mistake.
Yeah, well, he missed a lot of time in the offseason, a significant amount of time. And it wasn't because he was hurt.
Do you think today Tommy Hill's name will come up when Mickey meets with the media?
I was surprised that he was still one on the depth chart. Was that a typo?
No, I think that there has to be a question there. Because he was clearly reprimanded for his play and his actions on against Oklahoma.
Well, who's asking that question? Hey, will you let me leave early? I'll go ask.
No, I think, you know what, Mickey. In the current environment in press conferences in Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean,
you could beat me for about 40 minutes.
And we've already covered the hot topics. You know, pink ironing, laundry,
the Cowboys. It's all the same.
I would not say the
shorts
or
pants.
Well, it's this time of the year. It's the hoodie weather. No, so the current environment elicits that kind of question where you're not like, oh my God, is he going to answer it? Am I going to be?
He'll answer. Shun?
Yeah. So you can ask, what's Tommy Hill, Oklahoma to Indiana going to look like? What happened between Oklahoma and Indiana, Mickey, with Tommy Hill? Is he going to be different? Is he going to be the guy that I heard all about in August? Are we going to get to that point, Mickey? See, there you could ask that question and it will be answered.
He hasn't played a ton of football. You know?
A ton of football, period, or a ton of good football? Because he's just so inconsistent. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out when your position coach, who doesn't throw out stuff willy-nilly, uses the word dog, he got some dog in him, where'd that guy go?
Mm.
I mean, then the game started, and there was a buffer, and you can't hit people, and you can't tackle. I mean, where'd that guy go? Because you don't just say that, and then that guy shows up, and you go, who is that guy? Because in this current day, they need Tommy Hill to give him at least something. I mean, more than he's giving him right now.
Well, it's not maybe just him. It's somebody. You need a Lineham, a Herzog, somebody. You need two more bodies.
I don't know if they're going to get there. That's the thing. But Lineham is – now, Lineham, looking at the depth chart, got jumped.
Yeah. Oh, apparently.
Here is Brett. Brett, thanks for holding. Welcome to Sharp and Betting in the Morning.
Oh. I guess my question, I just wanted to ask Damon, when he comes out to North Platte, since you're not on the Iowa recruiting staff anymore, that Wisconsin Badger – pullover you wear all the time. You should bring an extra one out for me because those are pretty slick. And also,
I am not working for Wisconsin.
Hey, also with our barbecue, the company I work for, we're gonna do a tailgate, yeah. And we're actually gonna do the Benning special. Since we know bull fries are your favorite, we're gonna make bull fries.
Nice.
Call it the Benning. Have wow. Onions, tomatoes, all the fixings.
Are you being serious?
I asked, and I got shut down.
Our coaches would lose their mind.
No, but in all seriousness, I just wanted to ask you guys, what are your, like, top two games, like, this week you guys are interested in Class A? And I'm going to go with Class C. Nobody really talks about Class C much, so I was just kind of curious on your thoughts on those.
Okay.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Class A, if it's not North Platte and West Side, definitely give me Bellevue West and Gretna.
Yes.
That's kind of a no-brainer, right?
Millard West, Millard North maybe be interesting at Buell.
Yeah.
I will say this, Southeast, Southwest would catch my attention along Grand Island Kearney.
Grand Island. So Grand Island Kearney is super interesting.
Mm-hmm. Rivalry game. Kearney is really good. And you know what? They could be unbeaten when they play at West Side.
Yeah. Are you still fishing for that game? Yeah. Or have you made a...
Still up in the air.
Well, so, what are the choices?
Well, because then I have to do West Side back-to-back weeks because you're on the Thursday night game with Millard South. I don't know. I don't think the Kearney West Side game is in play for TV.
You don't?
Well, it's a game I suggested, but I don't have that much power.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you're looking for C1, take DC West and SCOTUS.
Ooh, intriguing game.
Yeah, because I think they're both. Well, I know DC West is. It's DC West.
Mm-hmm.
They're top five, six, top four, and I know SCOTUS is ranked.
Let's see, St. Paul, the home of Darren Hansen, plays at Adams Central.
Shame.
And then Ogallala and McCook. That's
yeah,
a big, that's
I'm,
a big rivalry.
I'm already out that way. I'm literally touching Ogallala.
They might. I think in your mind, once you pass like Lincoln,
North
you're
Platte
touching,
is right next to Ogallala.
You're like, let's go to Scotts Bluff.
And I've been to McCook several times.
How far is Yellowstone?
That actually is really far.
It's not that close,
it is.
Jimmy.
Once
you
I've
get,
been there.
Once
Where
you
is
get
Torrington,
on, once
Wyoming?
You get on the west side of like North Platte, everybody's like, "Oh, you're in Denver. It's so pretty." No, it pretty much sucks for the next.
No,
3 hours.
No, do people not realize once you cross into Colorado from Nebraska, you're a long way.
It's the same with Kansas. You're like, "Oh, we're right there." It's not the mountains aren't going to pop up just as soon as you cross the border. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and there's more likely to be a couple of dispensaries that pop up before the mountains when you cross the border.
Dispensaries?
Yeah. So stopping off point for a lot of people to, you know, a little break.
Fuel up.
Yeah, you know, kind of relax.
I don't know. I see. I thought DC West was ranked. DC West isn't ranked. But they are 4-1.
And, there's a lot of teams that have greatly improved this year. That now they're in districts and the competition gets a little bit tougher. But
yeah. There's obviously a lot of games that interest me. NB, Scott and Pius.
Lincoln East and Millard South play Thursday night.
Yeah, with Cozy all back. Yeah. They're 2-0 with him, 0-3 without.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He might be in the running for the male athlete.
I have no – so Lincoln East and had him on our huddle film twice. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, look, young team that's made
well,
some
they're
changes.
Just, I'm just
trying
to – yeah, I just
want to
figure out how they want to play.
Yeah, they might be a team that just let's get in the tournament. And then you never know what happens. I mean, we had a 16-1 last year.
Yeah, and they're well-coached enough.
All right, 8:30.
That's for sure.
Brian Christopherson's coming up at the top of the hour. We still got DMB tickets to give away in this hour. And college basketball practice opened up yesterday. We were not there because we were not invited.
Were we supposed to be?
I don't know. Someone had brought it up to me, but I got busy yesterday. Jay Billis is getting rave reviews. For his appearance last night here in Omaha.
Yeah, Jay Billis is like, he's just,
why is nobody praising Higgy for his Q&A?
He's just cool.
Yeah.
Higgy's got drip too. He's team swaggy.
He is. He's about to begin his 150-game schedule, I imagine.
Yeah, well, he's so grown now. It's like he picks and chooses what he wants to do.
I know. I'm
what airport? How can we cluster these games? I'll let you know.
Yeah. I was trying to see if when we go west, if there would be a game that he would be doing.
Yeah.
Maybe get a call or two on the road. I don't think so this year.
What do you want to talk to him about?
No, not like call him. Like he would say, you know, give us a call. You know, an early call in the game, get a big man on a Power 5 team in foul trouble, and we're good. And no one needs to know that you live in Omaha.
Sauter's letting us know if Brett was interested in some C2, he said C2 Battle Creek at Norfolk Catholic, which, by the way, would be an amazing environment. He said that's where I'll be because it's smoking the field in his votes. I think people just try to send him wherever.
Well, to full disclosure here, we used to do that. We used to, like, rig the vote to have Sauter have to go to the farthest game from Omaha possible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a rivalry. Both teams are still programs are still really, really good.
Oh yeah.
Like back in the day.
Battle Creek took a little dip.
Yeah. Anybody ever run into Paul Brunghart? Remember Big Nun 95?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I had a couple of classes with him.
Norfolk Catholic undefeated. Battle Creek 4-1. Matt Hoskinson's Battle Creek.
Folks. Remember when Battle Creek used to just churn out player after player?
Yeah.
The Eulers?
Yeah. I do.
What happened? They stopped recruiting?
Something happened with
No, I mean Nebraska. They stopped recruiting Battle Creek. Not Battle Creek recruiting.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I don't know.
Those are two juggernauts. All right. So we've covered all of those bases.
Yeah.
Come on, what would the Souther complain about? That's not a very far drive. Lovely community. Good people up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been to Norfolk a couple times. Was just there 2 years ago for hoops. Did a camp out there.
A basketball camp?
No, football.
Oh, okay.
Youth.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, the nice people up there. I've been there numerous times.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we done? What else you got?
No, I think we're done here.
Are you sure?
Yes, I believe we are.
All right.
I got nothing else on this discussion. But Paul Brunghart, I mean, does he still live around here, live in Battle Creek?
I don't know. We don't hang out, man. How would I know?
I don't know. You know everybody.
He's never hit me up.
Don't all Huskers stay together?
Oh.
Aren't you guys more...
A non-Battle Creek fan weighed in on what happened in Battle Creek.
And?
Yeah, I'm not reading that.
Hey, aren't former players more unified now than they've ever been?
Are you trying to stir the pot?
I'm just asking the question because now it's, okay, come on, Trev.
I mean, yeah, a lot of guys that are Team Mickey, that's for sure.
That are back in the fold.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's been a long 5 years. All right, Sharp and Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.